is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Now, 7 after the hour. On this good day, good morning, America. Welcome to the Good Day program. Maria Bailey is here from Mom Talk Radio to discuss several different important items that are a part of our lives and discussion. It's Jennifer Horn also who's here. Rich McFadden is here. Later on in the hour, we're going to meet somebody who has just returned from Egypt, if I'm understanding correctly the conversation, Richie.
She flew back with her family in Egypt and got there on the day the revolt started, the revolution started.
And
stayed for 3 days, and her parents said, you have to get out of here.
Time to go home.
And came back here to the States.
Well, one of the things that's happened as a result of what's going on in Egypt, the unrest in Egypt, of all of the astounding things that I think we've all witnessed during these last, 2 weeks of tumult, the sight of women. There was a picture I remember seeing, four, five, 6 days ago of a woman with a megaphone leading a crowd of demonstrators in chants. And when you look at that, you think, okay, most of the pictures are of men, most of what you see in the Middle East, it's all about men. Women are, we know, subverted, pushed aside. But this woman was out there, a woman in her, how do you tell by looking as close as, I'm going to guess she's in her 40s, maybe early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you dig into this, if you unpeel the onion, you see that part of what's going on here is a change for women. The discussion that we all have about the Muslim world and how women are pushed aside. And Egypt and Turkey are the two most progressive countries in the Middle East. And so this sort of thing, first of all, there aren't as many issues in Turkey about gender equality. And now it would appear that a lot of Egyptian women are thinking that this is the time for them to throw off the shackles.
Right, it becomes their revolution.
Right.
Yeah.
As well.
Exactly. A more liberated female population because we can go back how many years, how many centuries. Women are second-class citizens in most of the Middle East. That's the way it is. And these women apparently have found an unexpected equality as they move into the protesting that's going on there. And so the women who are making up, if you look at some, you got to look at these pictures carefully, some of the video and look at the pictures as well from Tahrir Square. That's how you pronounce it, I think. Tahrir Square, the central plaza in Cairo, the focal point of the struggle. Lots of teenage girls, lots of older women, sort of matronly. I saw some pictures of some, I would guess that they were grandmothers, they had white hair. They're going into the square. They're making the crowd bigger. They're taking a position. The government, one of the big problems with Mubarak and his government is that they have long done what the rest of most of the negative leaders in the Middle East have done. They have avoided and ignored women. And so now, I guess part of this, the disruption, part of the grassroots movement, part of the turmoil is being organized even by, as some of the reporters now say, by some of these women. And I read a story about one woman who was 23. She said, I was brought up to believe I was powerless. Mm. All I was supposed to do was learn, teach, and have babies. That was what I was supposed to do. It was like growing up in the Mormon church, maybe. Anyway, you're
no comment.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so what's the story here? What do you think? 800-510-8255, Egyptian women especially. But again, this is the deal in Saudi Arabia. This is the deal certainly in Iran and Jordan and Libya and most of these other Middle Eastern countries that are so perplexing. The women have stayed away from public places because they were told to. They had the perversions, the sexual stuff that you read about. My God. Some of the stuff, they're just used as tools by men. And by the way, there are a lot of men who come to Egypt and other Middle Eastern countries to buy women. That goes on. Take them back to Europe or to Asia. So there have been, you know, this kind of stuff. Women are waking up. They're exposed to the same stuff, if you pardon the use of the word. The information is there. They have cell phones. They're doing texting. They're on Twitter and Facebook. So is there an equality? There certainly is time for equality. In terms even of here, how many Muslim women do you ever see interviewed in this country for anything? And yet, there it stands to reason, of the 1.3 million Muslims living in our country, wouldn't you think half of them be women? When's the last time you saw any journalistic piece, really, that other than the stories about women and how they're mistreated? I don't see any. Never see them. So the fact that they're sort of breaking out and getting into the mainstream, and they can still wear, what do they call them, hijabs? Is that, what are they, those head coverings, how are they called? Hijabs?
I don't think so. What is it called?
Burkas and hijabs.
Yeah, burkas.
But a burqa is the dress, isn't it?
Right.
Is the hijab is what they wear on their head.
That could be.
Anybody know?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
And is it a problem that we don't know that? Or is it just, well, why should we? It's not in our lives, so
well,
why is it any different?
We may not know what our stilettos are. I mean, you know, right. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Now, that's something to look forward to. Let's visualize that. A woman with a burqa wearing stilettos.
Very good,
hey,
Doug.
You better rock
How's
it.
That? Huh?
Hijab refers to both
hijab?
The head covering traditionally worn by Muslim women and modest Muslim styles of dress in general.
Yep. So once this happens, my prediction is that this is going to happen and women are going to become more of a part of things. In Egypt, I think they drive cars. You can't drive a woman, a Muslim woman in the rest of the Middle East can't drive a car. I think they can in Egypt. And there are more and more women who have just said, you know what, I'm not dressing the way you told me I'm supposed to dress. The parents and grandparents horrified that they're dressing like Westerners. A lot of them have gone to school. They don't go outside the country, but they go to school at least. Whereas in Saudi Arabia, women after 12, they don't go to school. Did you know that? Iran, most of the Middle Eastern countries, 12 years old, women, out. You have no reason to be in school. Throw them out of school. So it's no wonder there's all this agitation. I mean, you think these people don't read or see what's going on elsewhere around the world? Anyway, I think this is an interesting development and something that's worth
Once
spending.
They get a computer, man, it's all over. Once you get the Internet.
800-510-8255. So what do you think about the hopes that may be rising for women and groups? Is it about time? 14 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589.
Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Tonight on History. Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy.
I want to go into cities and towns that have something that is completely unique to America.
From making moonshine to a slam dunkin' donkey.
How's that for living the American dream?
You haven't seen America until you've seen it with Larry.
Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy. Right here on History. Let's get her done!
Premieres tonight at 9 p.m. 8 Central. Only on History.
Making history in Egypt, and how are things changing there and in Turkey? Our own Maria Bailey is going to Turkey in a couple of weeks. As many of you know, if you listen to this program, especially this hour of the program, Maria, whose office is down in Florida, travels a great deal teaching women, well, actually teaching companies how to sell to women and teaching women how to use their the power of the purse. Where do you go? How do you find the right stuff? And in Turkey, women want to have that expertise. So you've been invited to a conference of women, and what is it like? Is it women in spending or women in their buying power? What is the, how do you sell to women in Turkey?
It's a conference of businesses who want to learn more about the buying power of women, mm-hmm. which is a very interesting topic, because basically, to acknowledge the fact that women have this buying power would be in some way empowering women.
Well, do they have jobs? Do women work in Turkey? Mothers work? Where do they get their money? If they're going to be trying to get them to spend money, where do they get their money?
Well, from what I understand, according to the Quran, it's the woman's job to manage the wealth of her spouse. So, she is, according to the Quran, the chief household manager, and, you know, she does have that buying power. What will be interesting, though, is to see how companies, if they embrace that, do you know what I mean? Or if they think it's a contradiction that truly she is powerful because she controls, whether it's her income or her husband's income, the buying power of the household.
Now, does she have the buying power, or is she just managing the money? Like, when they actually go out and purchase something, who is doing the purchasing?
Well, she's doing the shopping, so she's controlling the purchase.
And this has been the tradition all along, or is this a newfound thing in Turkey since they become more progressive?
Well, the Quran's a pretty old thing, so I'm thinking it's probably...
Okay, so then why don't the Saudis? Why don't the women in Saudi Arabia? Why don't the women in Jordan?
Now,
why don't
the
women...
of the book, it is stupid.
You know what's crazy about the page? I've done a couple of interviews now with the media in Turkey, and every single person that interviews me comes back to the final thing. Yeah, no, they all come back to, they're amazed that I have four children and I run my own company. No matter what I
tell
them.
The women say that, or the men say
that?
Who says that to you? The men or the women?
The men and the women. I got an email this morning from a Turkish woman who had written an article about me that's posted today in Turkey. And she said to me in the final words, the most amazing thing about this article will be how many women will be in amazement that you have four children, a husband, and you run a company.
And run 15 miles a day.
Yeah.
That too. Maria Bailey is an interesting story. It'll be a good story when you get back from there as well. We focus on Egypt in several different ways on the Good Day program in this hour.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Information.
I want women who have proposed to men to give us the romantic line. How'd you convince the guy to marry you?
I think the way it ends up, usually when most women ask men to marry them, it's very short and sweet. I'm pregnant.
I'm gonna marry that man.
Look! Up in the sky.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
The bird. The plane.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Yep.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look!
Up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman! Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities.
That's how I describe you sometimes.
Thank you very much.
Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers.
And steer with his bare hands. And who, described as mild-mannered Clark Kent.
Reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper.
I got almost there. It's been a while since I heard this. Justice and the American way. All right, so the reason that we played that is because Jack Larson, who played Jimmy Olsen in The Adventures of Superman, turns 83 today. He also had a role in the first Superman movie, as did Lois Lane's Noel Nell. She was the dying lady at the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think Jack Larson was a bartender, if I'm not mistaken, remembering from that movie. All right, John Williams' birthday is today, Richie as well. 79. He is today. We've been talking about how prolific and how wonderful his music is. Ted Koppel's birthday is today, born in the state 1940, so he would be, what, 71? Yeah, 71. Happy birthday to him. Nick Nolte, down and out in Beverly Hills. I'd say that was pretty appropriate. His 70 today. There's Creed Bratton, guitarist with the Grassroots, Ricky. Guitarist, banjo player, plays a sitar as well for the Grassroots. Sooner or later, let's live for today. A couple of big songs. Born in the state, 1943. So he's 68. Robert Klein, the comedian's birthday is today. He's 69. For those who are keeping score, happy birthday to him. Let's see here. Brooke Adams from television, birthday is today. Happy birthday to Mary Steenburgen. Married to Danson, right?
Ted Danson. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is. Vince Neil from Motley Crue, Richie.
Headbanger.
Is 50 today. It's Dr. Feel Good. John Grisham, the author of A Time to Kill, The Firm, The Pelican Brief, The Client, The Rainmaker, all great movies as well as books. Is, what is he, 54 today? Man, he's written a lot of stuff. A fairly young guy. Right, isn't he?
Yeah, for all the stuff he's done.
Yeah. Will Turpin, bass player for Collected Soul. 40 today, Richie.
Haven't let your light shine down.
No. I don't know this group.
Great song.
Yeah. They have a handful of hits.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Alonzo Mourning, basketball player for the Miami Heat.
Maria piping up there.
All right, so this guy has made $110 million in the last 7 years. You know that, Maria?
Yes.
Hello, and in the last 7 years of his career, not in the last. Well, he still plays.
And he's done a lot for our community.
Isn't he still playing?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's see. We got Dave Phoenix Farrell, bass player with Linkin Park, Richie. Why do I keep saying Richie? Jennifer, you know Linkin Park, right?
I do. I love them.
Maria, you know Linkin Park?
I do know them.
You know where the Linkin Park Zoo is? Silence.
I know.
Chicago?
Yeah, of course. Very nice. And Cameron Muncy from Jets.
Yeah.
I said, are you going to be
today?
My girl?
Love this.
Wow. This actually is not bad. I like
this. Great.
That's right. Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Be a good bumper. Sort of string it together. 28 after on your day.
Come on and get your kicks. Now you
the Barstow Bunker. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Deep in the Mojave Desert, down an unmarked gravel road, there's a small cinder block garage. It doesn't look like much, but underneath is a huge disaster shelter. Welcome to the Barstow Bunker, a hidden complex that supposedly can withstand a nuclear blast nearby, a magnitude 10 earthquake, and heat so hot you'd fry like an egg outside. I read about this in Popular Science recently. The rooms look tiny, but the cost to live there, not so much. The owner is charging $50,000 per adult. Kids get in for half price. There are only 135 spaces and food for a year. This huge complex was built by AT&T years ago to protect its infrastructure from nuclear attack. The new owner says he's adding a secure air filtration system, something obviously not needed to keep a bunch of telephone wires communicating underground. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Maria Bailey, Rich McFadden, and Anne-Marie, one of the Boomer Broads, is here. And with her is a young lady that is a friend of hers or from a family that she's friendly with. And it was an interesting experience, pretty compelling story, actually, because this young lady has roots in Egypt, Anne-Marie, yes?
Yes, sir. And I think I mentioned Lila. Her name is Lila Saleem. She was our producer for the Boomer Broads until early January. We were certainly one of the best producers we've ever had when all of a sudden she mentioned to us, because she was born and raised in Egypt, and her father actually is still doing business over in the Middle East, that her best friend from high school had lured her back to Cairo with a job offer to, and she will fill us in on what that was, and that she was leaving. And so middle of January, she left to move back to Cairo, all excited, fabulous job, very exciting, a little bit of show business. And a couple of weeks later, she was found herself in the middle of a revolution. I'm going to let, I think she's on the line with you now, I hope.
Lila, how are you?
Hi, Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Hello.
I want to know, first of all, do they have Barbie dolls in Egypt? That's the number one question that everybody has.
You sure can find Barbie dolls in Egypt, but they are not Egyptian-made, let me tell you.
No. So tell you, you have dual citizenship. You are both an American citizen and an Egyptian citizen. Is that right?
No, I am only an American citizen.
I'm sorry?
I'm only an American citizen, so I have no Egyptian citizenship.
Right.
Sorry. But you were born and raised in Egypt. I was, yes.
So the rules are not the same there in terms of what happens if you're born in America, you automatically become an American citizen. Maybe that's something we can learn from the Egyptians, subject for another day.
Actually, one of the things that, I mean, besides telling us what happened and why she was there and what has happened to her sins, I also was asking her to address the issue that actually is the cover story of Business Week this week, which is the kids are not all right, that youth unemployment, because Lila is part of that demographic, that youth unemployment is really fueling the unrest, actually from Europe through the Middle East, that the unemployment rate is so high among, older teens and early young adults, probably through the mid-20s, that is part of the reason for the revolution. And because Lila is within that demographic, I thought maybe she could address that too. But first, maybe she could tell us why she went back and what happened since.
Absolutely. So I returned to Cairo in mid-January, as Anne-Marie said, to help my best friend begin a business in concert promotions. And so we are actually bringing Maroon 5 to Cairo, the popular American band, in April, which is still on, like I had, very exciting. And I ended up leaving because my best friend's parents had decided that the situation became a little bit too, I don't want to say dangerous, but a little too unstable for them to be comfortable with us being there. So,
Lila, let me ask you, Lila, whether or not, from what you've seen and heard from the American news media, are we here in this country or elsewhere around the world getting a fair representation of what's actually going on, or is there more to this than meets the ear?
To be honest, I'm actually very impressed with the representations in the media. I think CNN is doing just a really superb job of covering what's going on. I don't know if you know, but Anderson Cooper was actually harassed and attacked when he was in Cairo, which is incredibly embarrassing for us Egyptians.
Whom was he attacked by and why, Lila?
He was attacked by people who were proclaiming to be pro-Mubarak supporters, and it's widely believed that those people are actually employed by the government. They're the same people who are used to intimidate individuals during election season so that people won't turn out to vote for any opposition party that might have managed to get itself on the ballot. And so he was attacked, and I think that a lot of the attacks on journalists have actually, unfortunately, brought a lot of media attention to the situation in Egypt and how serious the situation it truly is and how dangerous it would be for the Egyptian people if the world did lose focus on this issue now that there is less violence and it's kind of more of an underlying kind of undercurrent of violence that's going on in Cairo right now.
Did you ever feel in danger?
I did, actually. My best friend's father was asked by, as every other Egyptian male in the country and foreign male, the army came on the state TV and said, we are calling on all citizens to protect themselves and their property. So my best friend's father, as well as all the other men in our neighborhood, went down to the streets with baseball bats, golf clubs, rifles, knives, because there were reports, widespread reports, that there were criminal element that was taken to the streets and looting stores and stealing from people's homes. And so we did, in fact, have two nights with absolutely zero police presence. There was no security at all whatsoever provided by the government for its citizens. And that is an incredibly terrifying situation.
And yet you think you want to go back.
I do. I didn't want to leave in the first place. And I really look forward to getting back to help not only, the government rebuild and to witness the process, but also to help the economy. The economy right now is just completely bottoming out. And I hope that in some small way, Christine and I can kind of help rejuvenate the economy and maybe actually provide some sort of something to look forward to for the youth who feel so disenchanted and disconnected from their government.
Well, and you're 23, right?
I am turning 23 in April.
Okay. I knew you were in that range. Were people
yep.
that people within your age group, your friends,
yes.
were they working? Were you surrounded by people who were not working? And what does that lead to? I mean, it would imagine that if you've got all these youth sort of bored stiff all day without anything to do, and according to the Business Week, about 25% of the population is unemployed, and young people in Egypt are about three times more likely to be unemployed than older adults. What was your observation as to how they were doing, people that you were surrounded by?
Well, I think that I am, I am an extremely fortunate group of young adults. We, as a whole, the people that I went to university with, the people that my best friend went to high school with, people that I know in Cairo, are generally employed, and they're employed by their fathers or by, you know, friends of their parents. But I will say that a lot of the people, a lot of the fears, I think, of the government are that the people in the square can outweigh them because they have nothing left to lose. They don't have jobs to go to. They don't have anything to pull them away from the protests because they're, you know, what they're protesting is that they have nothing to do with their time. They have college degrees. They have master's degrees. And they have no one to employ them and to help them put bread on the table. So it's a pretty serious situation in Egypt. And I think that the government hopefully will be taking very serious note in the next week. And hopefully some changes, some serious dramatic changes will be made in the government.
We're talking to Lila Salim, who was born in Egypt, lives in America, wants to go back over there to work. One of the things that's very interesting here in terms of how people have found out or how they're connected, never mind just now, but through the course of the last few years, a lot of play has been made, Lila, about Twitter, Facebook, everybody having cell phones and back and forth with each other. And you think, okay, we're figuring all of this stuff out now. The fact that Mubarak is worth about $80 billion, there's so much poverty there. I mean, the problem with Mubarak is he has been sort of shored up by the Americans as a bad guy, but the best bad guy we can figure that can stabilize, keep the Middle East stabilized. So you hear all of the right-wing talk programs now focused on the Muslim Brotherhood and who's going to take over and democracy, and everybody's trying to put Obama on the spot, blah, blah, blah. What are the political realities? You said that in the Mubarak years, they've tried to keep people away from. We certainly have an experience with that in our country because a lot of people in our country try to keep various voters from going to the polls.
Exactly.
So there, do people know that Mubarak basically trades on intimidation and fear and controls most of the trade? There's a tribute paid to his family in order to do business to people. Is that average common knowledge on the street there?
Yes, it is. I think that one of the most interesting things, having grown up there and then having come to America for college and being an international relations major and understanding more about the politics of the region, it is, I have to say, no one but our own fault for the fact that there is such a political vacuum in Cairo right now. Mubarak has systematically jailed and intimidated every single political, serious political contender that has come onto the scene. And the Americans have done nothing to stop that from happening. So I think that the current realities are, I would like to be hopeful. I think that given time, there will be some serious political reforms and there will be political groups that will spring up. And I do not think that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to, you know, suddenly take over. I don't think Egypt is going to become an Islamic State. I really do not believe that the Israeli treaty is going to come under fire at all in this revolution. But I will say that, you know, the feeling on the street is getting increasingly
angry, maybe.
Critical, I would say, of the international response to this. Egyptians have known for 30 years that this man is not allowing them to exercise their, you know, basic human rights. And this is kind of coming to a head now. All these young people are saying, you've given me this education. You know, I see the economy growing. I see people around me getting, you know, a select group of people around me getting wealthier and wealthier, and I, you know, I think that I deserve that slice of the pie, and at the very least, I deserve the opportunity.
At least a chance. Yeah, at least a chance at it, yeah. 800-510-8255. Let me take a quick call here as time allows. Mike in Idaho with a question for Lila Salim. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Good Day program.
Yes, Lila. I heard last night on a national television talk show that the culture of Egypt is still to the point where they still, the majority of the people anyway, actually a large majority of the people, still believe in stoning for adultery, cutting off hands for thievery, and death for leaving the Muslim religion. And I was wondering if you could comment on that. I'll hang up and take your over the phone.
Lila,
over the ring.
What's the scoop with that?
That's a very interesting question. I have to say that the laws of Egypt are still, in terms of thievery and theft and violent crimes, are very, very, very stringent. It's very medieval in some senses, penal code. At the same time, I have never heard of a woman being stoned for adultery, although that's not to say that it doesn't happen and that horrible things are not committed, but I would say that the majority of the Egyptian people do not believe that you should be stoned for being adulterous or that you should, you know, lose your hands because you robbed the store. More often than not, I think that the Mubarak's government is, under emergency law, is allowed to jail anyone at any time for absolutely no reason. And so you end up with a lot more people who are not necessarily criminals, but are, you know, political figures or refugees who are political figures in other countries, who end up in jail for, you know, without anyone else knowing, mm-hmm. for just internal amounts of time. So yeah. I would say that the religious implications of the legal system are there. They definitely exist, but you don't have the kind of widespread atrocities that you right. hear of in
yeah. some of the other Middle East. Lila, thank yeah. you. This is very instructive. Appreciate your spending some time and giving us the story from your experience. And hopefully, when you go back there, it'll be a better place. Maybe you can help along with your friends clean the place up a little bit.
Thank you.
And maybe what we'll do is when she does get back there, we'll ask her to call us and she can give us some updates along the way.
Good idea. Yeah, that'd be great, Lila. Please feel free to call anytime. That'd be great. Thank you. Anne-Marie, thank you. Maria and Jennifer and Rich, 12 before the hour, and good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
A recent nationally representative study of sex and sexual health behaviors provides a much-needed snapshot of contemporary American sexual behaviors in time for Valentine's Day. Love expert, psychologist, and best-selling author of Sealing the Deal, Dr. Diana Kirshner, has more on the survey conducted by the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University.
The survey found a pleasure gap between men and women. About 85% of men said their female partner had an orgasm during their most recent sexual event, but only 64% of women said they actually had. It also found that women respond best to a variety of stimulants, including pleasure products like vibrators. What's more, a second study from the Center for Sexual Health Promotion on vibrator usage found that 90% of women who have used one agree that it can enhance her sexual relationship with her partner, and 80% of women who have used one have used it with their partner. So help close the pleasure gap this Valentine's Day.
For more information, visit www.trojanvibrations.com.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Trying to find common ground with a less than receptive audience. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. No secret to those in the business world that the White House and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have been feuding for a few years now, highlighted by disputes over new financial regulations and health care reform. The Chamber happens to be the nation's top business lobbying group, so it would make sense for both the President and the Chamber if there was a meeting of the minds. Well, President Obama addressed the Chamber of Commerce yesterday. Among other things, he talked about and defended moves he has made to stop an economic freefall.
For my administration, it meant a series of emergency measures that I would not have undertaken under normal circumstances, but that were necessary to stop our economy from falling off a cliff.
The president went on to challenge businesses to help America.
Ask yourselves what you can do to hire more American workers, what you can do to support the American economy and invest in this nation.
Some of those in the audience responded by saying hiring is fine, but the number one goal of business is to stay in business, otherwise everyone loses their job. As for political divisiveness, President Obama said yes, there are those who agree with his policies and those who don't.
But I'm here today because I am convinced that we can and we must work together.
And as to how the president's speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was received, we can use this as a measuring stick. A few weeks back, the president's well-received State of the Union address was interrupted 76 times by applause. Yesterday's speech to the chamber was interrupted twice by applause. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Another midweek storm for eastern mountains and another couple inches of fresh snow. We've been riding that nicely groomed, packed powder snow, and that's where you want to head, where the groomers have brought the most attention. You'll find the smoothest, easiest to turn in runs. Whiteface in the Adirondacks doing pretty well. They've picked up almost 3 feet of snow in the last 7 days. They ride the 84 runs with packed powder and over 20 miles of terrain. Hunter continues down about 50 trails in New York, while at Jack Frost in the Poconos, over 20 trails and 6 miles of skiing and riding. In New Hampshire, Waterville Valley riding up over 50 runs, while the Bretton Woods is over 100 trails. They'll have nighttime skiing on Friday and Saturday night. Sunday, River in Maine with over 50 miles of skiing on 8 interconnected peaks. Heading to the Midwest, where Ski Brule in the Michigan UP ride strong with 17 trails. They stay in full operation. On to Utah, where Snowbird keeps piling on the fresh powder. 85 trails total with another couple inches of new snow just the other day. Alta at 114 runs, while at Towson, New Mexico, 95 trails open from 13 lifts. More details are at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a flurry of mergers and acquisitions helped stocks advance yesterday. The Dow up 69 points, closing at 12,162. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil fell $1.55 a barrel, settling at $87.48. Some automotive news for you. Final government conclusions about possible problems with Toyota throttles are expected to be released later today. A 10-month review was ordered after massive Toyota recalls in 2009 and last year over unintended acceleration. Winter, it just keeps on coming. Another snowstorm following a path similar to last week's winter blast. Not out of the question that Oklahoma City and Tulsa could get more than a foot of snow over the next 2 days. Wichita, Kansas might find 10 inches of new snow on the ground as well. By tomorrow morning, Dallas will get a return visit from freezing rain and snow. Colder temperatures will move east and south through the week. These were the sounds in Green Bay, Wisconsin yesterday. Packer fans lining the frigid snow-lined streets to welcome their world champions back home. The Packers back in Green Bay after their victory in Super Bowl 45. The big parade in Green Bay will be held later today. By the way, Sunday night Super Bowl, the most watched program in TV history. 111 million viewers tuned in to watch the matchup. Finally, most of us are well aware of the circumstances in which you might dial 911.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
And it better be an emergency. A car accident, a burglary in progress, a baby that can't wait to be born at a hospital. Of course, there are plenty of cases in which 911 is dialed for the wrong reasons. Knuckleheads calling for directions. Chowderheads complaining about how many fries they received at a fast food drive-up. And that brings us to Robert Mitchelson of Connecticut, who, according to police, called 911 last Thursday night to ask a question. Here is the call.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Let's not get into that yet. I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
This is for real. The 911 dispatcher, we're told, asked the 21-year-old guy if a crime was being committed, to which Mitchelson reportedly said, possibly. Cops went to his house. They found drug paraphernalia and a small amount of pot. Mitchelson was arrested. You can't make this stuff up. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, oh, to getting home to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at Doug Steffens.